T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Fan Hotline is presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh trusted plumbing, heating, and air conditioning provider for over 50 years. Joining us on that hotline right now is Ray Fittipaldo from the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. Good morning, Ray.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Oh, we are wonderful, Ray. Tell us a little bit about this Cordarrelle Patterson signing. Cordarrelle? Doran, did I do it again?
Cordarrelle, yes.
Oh, man. I'm Ron Cook today. I'm Ron Cook every day. I can't pronounce people's names right. My educated guess on this, Ray, would be that the Steelers had this contract all ready to go, and if that kickoff rule did not pass, they wouldn't sign him, but since it did, they did sign him. Is that your understanding?
Yeah, I mean, it certainly looks that way, Adam, and I think having Arthur Smith on staff, the guy who coached Patterson for a couple seasons, certainly helps there, but, you know, not only is Patterson a guy that you could use on offense, but more importantly, you know, his special teams work. And with this new kickoff role, I think the kickoff return game is going to come back into play. I think I heard one of the stats. I think, you know, return kickoffs the last couple of years with the old rule was like 25% returns. I think there was a special teams coach who was quoted as saying, and this guy was like in on the, you know, making the roll and all that stuff. He said it's going to be above 50, maybe 55% of the kicks would now be returned. So not only do you need guys like Patterson, but you're going to need guys who can, on the kickoff return team, guys are going to be able to stick on blocks. And conversely, the guys who are running down now, you're going to want guys who can defeat blocks and guys who are short tacklers. So it kind of changes the game, maybe the types the players are going to put on special teams. So, yeah, this Patterson signing is intriguing, but I think the entire makeup of your special teams roster is going to change to a certain point.
Ray, with the signing of Quez Watkins, what do you think that means for the future of Calvin Austin?
Yeah, I mean, they're like collecting number 4 and number 5 receivers now, in my opinion. You got Watkins, you got Van Jefferson, and you have Calvin Austin. I don't view any of those guys right now as top 3 receivers. So I think there's a pretty good chance that one of those guys won't be on the roster come September. And, you know, I wouldn't automatically jump to the conclusion that it might be Austin who's the odd guy out. I think when you sign guys like Watkins and Jefferson to vet minimum contracts, very little signing bonus, it wouldn't be a big issue if either of those guys were cut either late in training camp. But to me, what sticks out about this receivers, I don't want to call it a dilemma, but, you know, where they are right now, they need a number 2 and they need a number 3. You know, one of those guys is going to come in the draft. Now the question is, are they going to draft 2 receivers? I mean, they got enough picks to do it. I still think they have 7 picks. You know they're going to draft a guy on day 1 or day 2, and then maybe you can see a guy on day 3 as well. So I thought what Mike said at the owners' meetings this week about the 7-on-7 stuff and, you know, the proliferation of that throughout high school level football has kind of changed the game. And these guys are coming into college and the pros now with a more sophisticated understanding of NFL type of passing concepts. So when you think about that, maybe that's part of the reason the Steelers haven't spent big or, you know, made that big trade move to get a receiver. Maybe they feel like they can get not only a starter in this draft, maybe they can get a number three who can come in and contribute as well.
Fan Morning Show is brought to you by Armstrong Comfort with Matt Mertz Plumbing. Well, to that end then, Ray, if you're going to draft a couple of wide receivers, is that not going to mean that you fail to address another need, may it be tackle or center? You know, Omar Khan said that they could be active right now in the center trade market. Do you think that's something that gets done? Because I don't see how they can fill all of these needs in the draft.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we haven't even talked about cornerback, too. They need a corner. They need a depth inside linebacker because Roberts is going to the last year of his deal. So, you know, I think they're going to draft a tackle at pick number 20, guys. You look at the guys, I know the top 30 visits have just gotten underway. And, you know, we're only about six or seven guys in, but they've already had Fuwaga in. They had a guy from Georgia State in who's a late-round guy. But they also had Amarius Mims in. So that's three offensive tackles like in your first groups of visitors. So that's not the be-all, end-all, but I think it's, you know, with the depth of this tackle class, I think it's a pretty good bet that that's going to be their first pick. What that means for center guys, I don't know. I know we've talked about this in the past, but Frazier, Barton, and JPJ, I don't know if any of those guys are going to be around at number 51. And I don't know if there's a value at taking any of those guys at number 20 either. So maybe it's Cedric Van Prom, like in the third round at number 84, maybe they get their center in the third round. And there's a bunch of other guys sort of in that, you know, that second tier with Van Prom who could also be third or fourth round picks. Now they're probably not going to be day one starters for you like a JPJ would, but there are some options there for centers, you know, late in day two, maybe early day three as well.
Ray, with the Steelers signing backup quarterback, Kyle Allen, do you read into that thinking that they may not draft a quarterback at any point in the draft?
Yeah, I get that. And even though, you know, it doesn't seem like they're going to pick up the option and they have nothing concrete in terms of Fields being here beyond 2024, it seems like he's their young developmental guy right now. Allen is kind of like in that, you know, that Charlie Batch veteran mode. You know, you got that solid number three who's going to be able to talk your starter through things. And, you know, Russ Wilson obviously is your number one. So I don't think there's a big need to get that developmental guy. You know, maybe a late round pick, you see if that guy can knock off Allen like in training camp or something like that. But, you know, Adam, you said it before, there's so many other needs that this, you know, the front office has to address here in this draft. I don't think you have the luxury to pick a quarterback at any point.
Ray Fittipaldi with the Post-Gazette joining us on the Fan Hotline, presented by Sullivan Super Service, providing trusted plumbing and HVAC service for over 50 years. Ray, back to Cordarrelle Patterson for a second here. Do you think that he's going to get a decent amount of touches from the line of scrimmage this year?
Well, you know, I was thinking about this yesterday. The Steelers were so lucky that Najee Harris and Jaylen Warren played in all 17 games. If you remember, I think Anthony McFarland was the number three, and I think he spent most or all of the season on the practice squad. So there was never a need to have a number three running back. And if you can save a roster space by not carrying a number three, and you could have a return guy like Patterson be your number three running back, I think that's a win for you. And let's say Harris or Warren goes down for a week or two. You know, maybe Patterson can give you, you know, four or five carries a game. I know he's 33 years old, but, you know, maybe he can do that for you. So you look at their 90-man offseason roster now, it's Harris and Warren, and then it's two guys who, you know, I'm sure people have never heard of. His name's one of Alfonso Graham is one of the guy, and the other guy's Aaron Shamklin. So, you know, two guys who have never been on a 53-man roster. So as of right now, I'm guessing Patterson is the number three. They might, you know, maybe draft a guy or add an undrafted free agent or two, you know, for camp bodies. But, you know, that could be the move there. Just have Patterson be the number three and be your kick returner as well.
Well, let's not forget that Connor Hayward can be the number four or number three too, right? I mean, Connor Hayward, he can run the ball. And do you expect him to be utilized a lot more this year? I mean, we talk about second receiver, we talk about third receiver. Could he take the role as a third receiver, slot guy, you know, off the ball, tight end, and move around, do different things in Arthur Smith's offense?
Well, yeah, exactly, Doran. You hit the nail on the head. When you think of Arthur Smith's offense, you think of tight end utilization. And when I think of guys who fit Smith's offense, you know, I think of Hayward more than I do like a Darnell Washington type. I think Washington is still going to have a role on this team, but I don't really see him as a move guy that you're going to scheme to maybe get open. So, you know, Hayward is just that crafty guy who knows how to get open. He's not going to be a guy – he's certainly not big, and he's not going to be a guy who runs a fast 40 or anything like that. But he's that crafty type of an H-back that, you know, Smith might want to use. And if you also look at what they've done or what they haven't done in free agency so far, they haven't addressed running back and they haven't addressed tight end either. So I think they feel pretty comfortable with Freiermuth, Washington, and Hayward as those guys. Maybe they'll draft a guy in the late round and maybe – you know, come in here and push for one of those jobs. But, yeah, I think that's a pretty decent possibility the way that Smith operates, that Hayward's role could be increased this year.
Ray, we've got a take on free association here. It's called No Association. Would you like to play?
Okay, yeah, a little bit of a change up from the old Starkey thing, but go ahead.
Yeah, it's just where we hang up on you. Thank you, Ray. And I did.
Oh, my goodness.
Thank you, Ray. Ray Fittipaldo of the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. Good info there. We'll react to a little bit of what Ray had to say coming up next. And also, the big gambling story that everyone's paying attention to, Doran, isn't actually the biggest gambling scandal out there. We will talk about that coming up next. You can tweet us, brought to you by South Hills Kia in Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
You can text us on the fan text line, though we won't be able to read it. 412-928-9370, brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. We talked to Ray Fittipaldo in the last segment, and he said he thinks the Steelers are drafting a tackle 20th overall. That's what we want them to do, correct?
Yeah. Correct.
I agree. Get the best available tackle prospect at 20 and see where the chips fall, or if you can trade up for a center in round two, and hopefully you can keep the 51st overall pick and get a good wide receiver. I also hung up on Ray at the end of the last segment, and he texted me, LMFAO. And I'm here to tell you, boys, I did not have Ray Fittipaldo as part of the LMFAO fan club.
Why?
I didn't think he'd be an emoji guy. I didn't think he'd be an LMFAO guy. I thought he'd be a one-ha guy. Not even ha-ha. Ray's old school. I thought he'd be a singular ha.
What about, is he a K guy? Do you think he would be a K? Like one, like letter?
I've always found, and this is just me, the ladies, if they send you a K, you're in deep bleep. I mean, you are in big trouble. I've found that I send the K when I'm only texting with one hand. Like if I'm holding the baby in one arm and I'm sending text, I'll send a K, or I'll send an LOL because it's easier than typing out the haha or finding an emoji. It depends on my hand usage. I thought Ray would be a big-time, old-school ha guy, and I'm stunned by this development.
I found out in my tendencies that I used, like, proper punctuation every time I would text, and I found that people thought that I was mad especially women.
Yes. If you type okay and you put a period at the end of that, that is a lot more, it's a lot different than just okay. If my wife puts okay period, I am not having sex that night.
What about okay?
Ooh.
If there's no period, I'm fine. If there's a period, not having sex. There's a low-hanging fruit joke to make there, and I'm telling you that I've grown up and I'm not going to make that joke.
Proud of you.
Jack Wilson?
Lack of Jack Wilson. There's another low-hanging fruit joke that I'm not going to make. And I would just like all of you out there to know that I know the joke is there. I'm not making the joke. I have grown up. All right, the biggest gambling story in sports, the biggest gambling scandal in sports right now, Doran Dickerson, is not the Ohtani scandal, in my opinion. It's what's going on right now in the NBA. Now, bear with me, everybody. I want to get all these details correct. I want to throw an allegedly on the front of this because I don't want to get in trouble. Toronto Raptors forward Jonte Porter, he's brothers with Michael Porter Jr., who was the number one pick in the draft, correct?
Yes.
Played at Missouri. So Toronto Raptors forward Jonte Porter is under investigation by the NBA following multiple instances of betting irregularities over the past several months, multiple sources told ESPN on Monday. Prop bets involving Porter from games on January 26th and March 20th, multiple sources told ESPN. An NBA spokesperson told ESPN that the league is looking into it. So in the game on January 26th, they played the Clippers. There was an increased betting interest on the under for Porter's props, which for the night were set around 5.5 points, 4.5 rebounds, 1.5 assists, and an over-under on Porter made three-pointers, which was 0.5. That evening, Porter pulled himself out of the game, citing an eye injury. The next day, as part of a daily report to users on betting results, DraftKings Sportsbook stated that the under on Porter's three-pointers was the biggest money winner for bettors of any NBA player prop from the games that evening. And we're talking about a guy that I think, frankly, even casual NBA fans did not know existed.
Right.
Like, everyone knows Michael Porter Jr. Even me, I'm not a huge NBA guy. I don't think you're a big NBA guy. You didn't know Jonte Porter existed.
No clue.
And yet, the biggest net winning the day after a game where he pulls himself out was on the under for three-point attempts? Again, I want to use the word allegedly. This is a ton of smoke, though.
Yes.
Where you've got an NBA player, allegedly, pulling himself out of a game so that his unders hit. And a guy that's not so well-known that you could say this is happenstance. No, you've got that kind of money coming in on a two-bit player? I believe that this is a big-time scandal, Doran Dickerson. And I know people are going to say that because of all these big-time sports betting apps and companies that are tied in with these leagues, that this is going to become more and more prevalent. I bet you this kind of stuff's been happening for a long time. But this, to me, when you've got a player directly linked with juice in this thing, that's a bigger story to me than Ohtani. It just so happens that Jonte Porter's not a big enough name to make it that big of a scandal.
Exactly. I mean, you know, you could easily do that, though. I mean, it's going to happen, I think, a lot more, which is, it's you know, obviously ridiculous. Don't want to see that in the game. But, I mean, why was he even available to bet on is my question, because he's a down-the-line player. I don't know what his average minutes are per game. What did he play? 4 minutes?
4 minutes, and he pulled himself out.
Like, how
my eye hurts.
How could you even make that a prop? And, like, I don't know. It's just, this is a direct situation, though, compared to Ohtani. Ohtani, you know, you could blame somebody else. It looks like the money was taken from here, was there. Was it you actually doing it? No, this wasn't. This would be like Ohtani, his over-under on at-bats, hits. Was like 0.5, and he struck out every single time.
Yeah, goes out there and takes an over.
Right.
Or if the over-under on him as a pitcher striking out 8.5 guys, he gets to 8, and all of a sudden, oh, little arm fatigue.
Right.
Coach, pull me out. That's exactly what this is like. It's just a guy that nobody had heard of. There was another instance of this, though, too, Doran, where he played against the Sacramento Kings. He played just 3 minutes before exiting because of what he said was an illness. This guy's pulled himself out of games twice. The next day, DraftKings Sportsbook reported in a media release that Porter's prop bets were the number one moneymaker from that night in the NBA.
The same one.
It's
twice this
happened. Twice this has happened.
Wow.
and we're talking about that guy. It's not like if it were LeBron James going out, right? And or I don't know, name any of the best players in the NBA. Like, it's not guys that would normally have that kind of amount of money bet on them. This is a two-bit down-the-line player where there's massive money being exchanged in two games, two instances where the guy pulled himself out. Again, allegedly, but I'm telling, my personal opinion here, Dorn, is that that's exactly what happened. That this guy's having buddies place massive bets and tell him, hey, check this out. It's saved money. Here's why. 3 minutes, 4 minutes. This is
crazy.
A massive scandal.
Did this just come out?
I read about it yesterday, but didn't have time to get into it because of Feed the Need. I wanted to bring it up today because this is fascinating to me. And I understand that there's smoke around Ohtani where one of his friends from his hometown was making money on games that he was playing in and playing poorly in. Like, there is some smoke there, too. There is much more of a direct line here.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so much easier to be caught now than ever before because these sports books, they have to issue reports out to the league. Say, hey, here's the biggest moneymakers from last night, blah, blah, blah. And you're Michael Porter Jr.'s brother. You didn't think people would catch in on this? Wild stuff. All right, speaking of wild stuff, we collectively, Pittsburgh, did a great thing yesterday. Just how great was it? We'll tell you next. We're going to do our social media's biggest loser an hour early today, Doran.
All right.
We'll do that coming up in the next segment because we've got Doug Whaley for a full hour, and my gosh, do we have a lot to talk to Doug Whaley about. Right now, though, we're joined by Giant Eagle spokesperson Jana Jablonowski to tell us what we were able to achieve yesterday, what all of you, Pittsburgh, was able to achieve yesterday in our Feed the Need initiative. Jana, thank you so much for taking the time today. How did it all go?
Yeah, thank you guys for having me. So based on everything I've heard, yesterday was a huge success. We were able to raise a bunch of money for the Greater Pittsburgh Community Food Bank, and how important that is incredible because all of the money that was raised actually gets turned into so many more meals. So we're just so pleased with how everybody stepped up and how the community came together to really feed the need.
So you guys accomplished what you wanted to accomplish. I asked you this yesterday, Jana. Do you look forward to this day yesterday every single year and what you can accomplish? Did you see that this was the way it was going to go? And are you in place of setting different parameters or enhancing what we do next year?
Yeah, I think that we always go into the Feed the Need Radiothon day with very high hopes. We know how Pittsburghers step up. We know how we take care of one another and want to help our neighbors in need. So we did have very high hopes for yesterday's initiative. And then I know early on in the morning, our friends from the food bank were very excited and very pleased with the donations that were coming in and how far along we were even very early in the day. And the generosity of the community really just snowballed and continued on from start to finish yesterday. So we really couldn't be happier with how everybody stepped up and came together. And we can only hope to continue this meaningful project and continue to support the food bank in the days, weeks, months, and hopefully we'll see you next time this year.
Yeah, so that'll be the plan, absolutely, next year. To do the same thing and to hope that we can have the same kind of success, the collective we. I'm not talking just about the people here at Odyssey, Giant Eagle, but all the Pittsburghers that were able to chime in and be able to help. Right now, you can still text NEED, that's NEED, to 50155. But Jana, the work doesn't only happen once a year. What can people do to continue day after day, week after week, month after month to help those in need?
Yeah, absolutely. I think another, as important as the donations and the meals raised through the Radiothon are, I think another really important part of this partnership is the visibility that you guys are able to help us bring to this issue. So now that people have this top of mind, and maybe more people who are listening are thinking, you know, I didn't realize there was such a need in the Pittsburgh community, and I would like to help out a little bit more beyond the Radiothon, or maybe you're not in a position to financially donate, but you want to donate your time and volunteer. All of those opportunities do exist all year long because the need exists all year long. This project, while it makes a significant impact, doesn't totally eliminate hunger in our region. So the folks at Greater Pittsburgh Community Food Bank definitely keep busy all year long. And I know they're always looking for volunteers. And I know us at Giant Eagle, we have a bunch of different initiatives in place throughout the year to support the food bank. I know we have the Register Donation campaign, which a lot of our customers are probably very familiar with. That's whenever you're shopping in store and either at self-checkout, it'll ask you the question to prompt you to donate to the food bank, or one of our team members that is ringing you up at the cash register will ask you if you go through a team member manned register. So there are a lot of different opportunities in your everyday life that you can support the food bank and give back just beyond this radiothon.
Yeah, and you guys at Giant Eagle, you make it so easy. 269,000 meals to the Pittsburgh Food Bank. We thank everyone out there. We thank Giant Eagle. Janet, we thank you for jumping on again. We really appreciate it.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you guys so much for having me and for all the hard work you put in to bring this to life. I mean, that's so many meals, and it's going to make such a difference in the lives of our friends and neighbors here in Pittsburgh. So what more could we ask for?
Absolutely. Thank you, Janet. Take care now.
Thanks, you too.
Thanks, Janet.
It is really awesome. I mean, 270,000 meals. I mean, you divide that by three. I mean, how many days of meals you're providing for people. And our guy, Nicholas Harry Callis, donated 900 meals himself.
Look at him. Good job.
Callis is wearing his Feed the Need shirt today. He was kind of bummed out yesterday that he wasn't part of the broadcast, so he wanted to do what he could. What made you donate, Callis?
I was listening, and I was hearing all the stories, and then that guy from Sendell was very touching, and I was like, you know what? I'm just sitting on my couch, and Crowley and Dorn are entertaining from the, you know, third-person perspective, not just me working for them. So I was like, you know what? I got some money. Let's get some over there.
That's pretty cool.
Love it.
That's really cool, actually. Yeah, way to go, Callis. All right, so that's the good of humanity there, right? 270,000 meals that wind up donated to the Greater Pittsburgh Community Food Bank. I am going to absolutely unleash holy hell on somebody coming up next, Dorn, in our social media's biggest loser segment. And that is brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Reserve your consultation today at awaken180weightloss.com. Doug Whaley going to jump on with us for a full hour from 9 o'clock until 10. We have ESPN on here in the studio, Doran Dickerson, and they're talking about which quarterback the Steelers should start week one. There was another media member yesterday nationally that said Justin Fields is going to be the Steelers starter week one. We'll get to that in a moment. But first, social media's biggest loser, brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. I see just on my Twitter feed, as I'm walking to the bathroom, something that made me so mad, Doran. Bob Huggins, formerly the West Virginia men's basketball head coach, I'm sure everyone's familiar, he jumped on a radio show in Kentucky. Louisville currently looking for a head men's basketball coach. Bob Huggins says he would like to be considered for the Louisville basketball job. How desperate does this guy act? Like, he goes, he sits down with Bob Pompeiani. He gets that great platform talking to a legend in Pittsburgh sports. He's trying to say how he's improved, right? He says he hasn't had a drink in 300 days. Meanwhile, his DUI was 277 days before that interview. He is trying to put himself out there to get another opportunity.
Right.
And the door closed at West Virginia. They weren't going to have that happen. They weren't going to let him embarrass the program any further. So now he wants to go to Louisville. And here's the thing. He wouldn't be on the radio show trying to get the job if he were actually being considered for the job. I'm guessing he hasn't gotten an interview, and he's trying to get his way in. I don't think if you are running a basketball program that you can have this guy come in and try to be a molder of young minds. Not with the last two things that have happened to him. I mean, this was progress for Bob Huggins, Dorn, because he went on a radio show and didn't drop any slurs. So, hey, way to go. He didn't offend the Catholics. He didn't offend the LGBTQ plus community. So, hey, that's progress. But desperation, Bob Huggins, not a good look. Can you just shut up and go away? How about understanding that your actions, those two actions, and it's not like you didn't have DUI problems before. Those actions, man, they're going to have you disqualified from jobs. You gotta own the consequences. This isn't cancel culture. This is repercussions. There are repercussions for your actions. He's gotten second chances before. That was chance number three. He blew it. Time to shut up and go away.
I don't know if it's how desperate Bob Huggins is, but how desperate a school is that's going to hire him, and that's, I think, is the case. And whenever, you know, there are schools out there, and you talk about, is he the right guy to develop young minds and young players? Probably not. But are schools looking at that, or are they looking at W's? Like, they need to get their program back to win. Like, is it about developing young players, or is it about winning? It's probably about winning, and then it's about developing young players. This situation is about, and he's going to put himself out there, hey, I'm available, and I'm a hell of a coach. You know that. You know that I have issues, but I'm a hell of a coach. If you are desperate, you're probably going to look into it.
Well, he has found the dance partner that is perfect there, right?
Right. Like, and that's what it comes down to. It's how desperate the school is.
Yep.
That is willing to interview him or willing to hire him, not how desperate he is, because he knows what he can. He's smart enough to know.
Oh, he would win at Louisville. Of course he would win at Louisville.
And they would love it.
They had the Chris Mack stuff go down. They had the Bobby Petrino stuff go down. Rick Pitino's 8 seconds of sex, that went down.
They're used to it.
They are used to scandal. If there was a perfect big-time job for Bob Huggins, it ironically would be Louisville. I also have it on good authority based on my West Virginia sourcing, Doran Dickerson, that Marshall, they just got rid of their coach. They had conversations about it. They decided to go in a different direction, but they did have conversations about whether or not Huggins would be a fit there, which, hey, if he wants to kick salt in the wound of West Virginians, I mean, that'd be the perfect way to do that.
And if you're Louisville and you want to kick salt in the wounds of Kentucky, mm-hmm. I mean, that's the guy to do it. That's the guy to do it. I don't know. Like, I'm just.
It looks like they might hire Rick Pitino's son, which is also irony and very funny. We got Doug Whaley coming up from 9 o'clock until 10. He's brought to you by Tri-State Office Furniture, the best in the business. The 50-minute mark on the Fan is brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19 in Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. How about David Carr? He takes his platform yesterday and says, Justin Fields will be the Steelers' starting quarterback week one. ESPN's talking about it. I understand. You need column inches. You need airtime. I'm going to do a thing that I always do, Doran. I'll shave my head again if he's the Steelers' starting quarterback week one. There's no way in hell it happens.
Barring injury, right?
Barring. Thank you. Whoa, jeez. Yeah,
I'm trying to save you, man.
Oh, man. We needed the addendum there. Thank you. Oh, boy. That was close. I am so confident that this guy is not going to be the Steelers' starting quarterback week one, just based on the way Mike Tomlin talked the other day. And the way that they do business, and I realize that that's changing. That goalpost has continued to move. But I am so confident, if he's the starting quarterback week one, Justin Fields, I will shave my head again.
Well, there's no way that he could beat Russell Wilson out. You can't beat him out in OTAs. You're not going to beat him out in training camp. You're not going to beat him out in preseason. You're just not. It's just not going to happen.
He turns the ball over too much, and I know people have said that Russell Wilson turns it over and he takes sacks. It's more of the sack and fumble thing with him. Mike Tomlin does not like interceptions being thrown. He made that very clear the last few years. Like he did not want to play Mason Rudolph, but Mitch Trubisky sucked so bad and was throwing so many picks. Okay, I'm going to go with this guy that I never want to play in Mason. Like, anytime he complimented Kenny Pickett, it was because he protected the football. Or even when he complimented Mitch in his first year, it was because he didn't turn the football over. There is no way on God's green earth, barring injury, that Justin Fields is the starting quarterback week one. And I have staked my hair to it. And what we'll do is if it happens, we'll sell tickets or something. You can everybody can come and you can take... You can take one swipe of my hair. We'll let people come. We'll sell some tickets at a bar or something. You can come shave my head if Justin Fields is the starter week one. We'll raise money for charity. How about that?
I like it, but
it's not gonna happen.
I don't think it's gonna happen.
No, me neither. We'll talk to Doug Whaley about that, among other things. Doug knows everything about the XFL. He'll tell us about this NFL kickoff rule, if it's going to work, if it's not going to work, what it all means. That is next. Fan Weather is brought to you by Sun Chevrolet and McMurray. Save some green in March at Sun Chevy or sunchevy.com. Today, a high of 62 degrees.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.